that make Catholic schools stand out from other educational institutions. In a Catholic school, our children learn faith, not just the basics of Christianity, but how to have a relationship with God. They benefit from standards, which help each student to reach his or her potential. They also learn the importance of service, both as an expression of faith and a manifestation of good citizenship. This focus on faith, academics, and service prepares students for meaningful lives in their families, communities, and the Catholic Church. We have celebrated this week for many, many years, and I would be remiss if I did not say thank you for your parish's support. When Lord's School was built many years ago, it was designated by the bishop as a quote-unquote central school in the hopes that Catholics from the surrounding communities would make the sacrifice to send their children to Lourdes. Many families have done just that, and their children have reaped the benefits not only of receiving an outstanding academic foundation, but also a spiritual foundation. They, along with the children who attend Lourdes today, would not be able to have this precious gift without your financial and spiritual support to our general budget. This past spring, we asked members of our 9 supporting parishes to go beyond their normal giving and to make a pledge to the Lourdes Capital Campaign, Visions for a Vibrant and Faith-Filled Future. The goal of the campaign was to raise $11 to $12 million to renovate and increase the classrooms, gymnasium, and auditorium space at the high school and the elementary. I'm happy to report that we have raised enough funds to get the 4th through 12th project off and running while the weather was so nice this fall. We have raised the amount requested for our Forward Funding Initiative Challenge Match. Now we need to raise an additional $2.5 million to complete our campaign goal. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for your prayers and contributions. If I can ever answer any questions or if you would like me to visit you with you about the educational opportunities that Lourdes has to offer your family, please do not hesitate to give me a call. I hope that you will join me in expressing my heartfelt appreciation to the teachers, staff, board members, and volunteers at Lourdes for the important work they do on behalf of the children of your parish. They truly make our school outstanding, and I am proud to be the superintendent of Lourdes Central Catholic. Sincerely yours in Christ, Father Michael G. McCabe, superintendent. So this, as we kind of enter into this, as I was praying on the readings and thinking about that theme of Catholic Schools Week and just echoing Father McCabe's gratitude for your support, I was also thinking about, as kind of running through some of our budget numbers, and we as a parish, we contribute about somewhere in the neighborhood of around $100,000 every year to Lourdes, and if that seems like a lot, it is, especially when you're writing $8,000 checks every month. But when we think about the mission of Jesus Christ and what He has come into the world to do, then those sacrifices that we make as individuals and as a parish, then they start to make sense. Because we read in the Gospel today, it says, "Then they came to Capernaum, and on the Sabbath Jesus entered the synagogue and taught." So before Jesus works any miracles, before He casts out any demons, before He heals the sick, you know, gives sight to the blind, makes the deaf hear, before He raises the dead, the first thing that Jesus does is He goes into the synagogue and He begins to teach. And they're marveling at His teaching because He's teaching them as one having authority. Because He knows what He's talking about. He has the authority of His Father. He is sent on a mission from the Father to teach. To teach humanity about the Father's great love for them. To manifest, to make visible this great love. And ultimately He does that most perfectly on the cross. In offering that sacrifice, He teaches us how the Father loves us. That the Father loves us so much that He does not withhold anything from us, even His own beloved Son. But that idea of teaching, is really central. It's essential to our mission, to the mission of Jesus Christ and to the mission of the church that we have received, because we have been sent out by Jesus Christ Himself. T- Teaching is important because we are not like the angels. The angels, in a certain sense, they have it easy because all of their knowledge is infused. You know, it'd be kind of nice just to sit there and it's like, wah, and then like you know everything. It's great. It's wonderful. It's awesome. But for us as human beings, it doesn't work like that. I wish it did. You know, I wouldn't have had to spend 6 years of my life learning, you know, being in the seminary teaching, you know, and even before that in grade school and college, you know, I would have, you know, we'd have so much more spare time on our hands if we had infused knowledge. But it doesn't work like that. We have to learn. Somebody has to teach us. And when we're little kids, we start just with learning about reality. You know, little babies are crawling around on the ground. You know, they go and they see things, they hear things. You know, they encounter something. What do? The first thing they do, they put it in their mouth. Why? Because they want to learn about it. They want to know, is it good to eat? But through that process, we come to know the world around us. And we come to know the people around us. And ultimately, the way that God has designed us is that through a process, we ultimately learn about God and we learn about His love for us. Because it is only when we learn about God and it is only when we learn about the Father's love for us and when we learn what Jesus has done for us, that not only do we understand our dignity as human beings, we can start to put other things in context in our lives. We can begin to understand something about the meaning of the suffering in our life. We can begin to understand, you know, our sin. We can understand things that are not good for us. But we can also come to know and to learn about God's forgiveness, about how we can be freed from our sin, that we are not held bound to our past. We begin to learn how beloved we are, that we are truly the children of God. And He loves us so much that He wants us to be with Him for all eternity. But this only comes through learning. This only comes if someone is able to teach us. And Jesus taught the first apostles, and they've continued that mission of teaching. You know, on throughout the ages. Even in our own parish, this has been something that has been part and parcel from the beginning. When Father Hartig started the first school in 1861 here at St. Benedict's, he realized that was important to have a vehicle to help parents, to assist parents in being able to teach their children the divine truths, to support them in what they were doing at home. And we've had so many, we've been blessed throughout the many years to have so many wonderful and holy sisters that have taught in our schools, to have so many lay people that have been willing to make that sacrifice, to have parishioners that have continued to support the school and the parish, all with this one heart and mind to be able to teach about God's love. And so this is really a time just to reflect on that and to thank God for the gift of our, to thank God for the gift of our Catholic school. Because it really is, if you look around in other parts of the country, you know, schools are, you know, you heard about the school closings up in Omaha. You know, not only, you know, we do have a small school, but not only do we have it, but it's also, it's expanding. You know, that says something about the people here. That says something about people's belief in the importance of what we're doing. Are we perfect? No. You know, I'll be the first, starting with the principal, I can tell you emphatically that we're not. But we try. And we try to provide an environment and to assist, again, to assist parents in that effort to be able to teach, you know, those the future generation. Because if we fail, if we fail to teach our children about God's love, if we fail to pass on the faith to our children, you know, what's left? A few buildings, that's all. But that's, our church is living.
Each member must receive that gift and that faith of Jesus Christ. Must be taught. Must learn to have that relationship, as Father said, with God.
Let us really thank God again for the gift of our school. And again, to thank, and just, again, I would just really like to thank all of you for your generous support and for everything that you do, and both as pastor and as principal. And just to realize that that it really is edifying for me to see this, you know, that you consider this education of your children to be something that is so important, because it was important to Jesus. And as we go forward and as we continue to pray, we pray that we may have that our school may be a place where children truly encounter that love of God, and they truly come to know and to understand the gift of God's love. Because as we learn more about that, and as we learn our dignity, not only are we able to help others to draw more closely and to grow more deeply into that mystery of God's love, but that grace that God has given to us will continue to unfold, and we will be able to experience the joy of His presence.